This is Carlsbad Radio. I'm Frank Niemeyer. I've got a real treat for you this morning. Lots of people here in Carlsbad have been asking after the state legislature just passed the real ID compliance legislation. So now what happens? Well, I've got the person who can give you the inside scoop, New Mexico's Taxation and Revenue Secretary Padilla. Secretary Padilla, welcome to Carlsbad Radio. What a treat. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, no, thank you for helping us get the message. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of individuals who have a question. What happens to the driver's license that I currently have in my wallet right now? Am I going to get to get into a federal building tomorrow? So all of those are real questions and real concerns that New Mexicans have. I think the good news is that we're finally going to be on that road of becoming real ID compliant. And the additional good news is that if you have a driver's license that expires before October 1st of 2020, you have to do absolutely nothing different except go renew your driver's license on your normal cycle.
I see. So that leaves kind of a caveat, though. So what about the rest of us?
Okay, so what will happen is on your normal cycle, you'll come in and renew your driver's license if it's before October 1st of 2020.
Right.
If it is after October 1st of 2020, then you have to make a conscious decision to come in to obtain a real ID approved driving credential.
Okay.
Otherwise, you will have no access to federal facilities unless you whatever criteria they put in place.
Right.
Also, it'll be problematic to get on an airplane without first finding out what additional documentation TSA is going to be accepting.
Now, I heard the other day that that some of the bases here in New Mexico have relaxed their restriction on getting on base with just a driver's license. That was a kind of a good faith effort, right?
No, actually, it wasn't that they relaxed their procedures. What happened is New Mexico lost this extension because we had not moved forward with legislation that Governor Martinez had been trying to implement for many years.
I see.
Once the bill was passed and Governor Martinez signed the bill into law, we were able to go back to the Department of Homeland Security and re-request our extension.
I see. I didn't get the rest of that story. So.
Right, and that's what happened. So we are back on an extension till October 1st. This year, and then we'll go through the same cycle. But there's no reason to believe that we will not won't be getting our extensions through October 1st of 2020.
New Mexico Secretary of Tax and Rev Padilla is with us on the radio this morning, and you are particularly kind of an inside channel for us because you actually worked on the legislation, right? The bill that was passed.
For a very long time. I have very many committee hearing hours. I know this bill intimately. It's interesting. I actually have a background as a CPA. I was a tax professional, and I learned a lot about MVD law. Yes, I've got a lot of experience with this particular bill.
Okay, so you said on the way earlier when you're talking about getting us compliant with the federal Real ID legislation. So what's the next thing? Just getting all the driver's licenses changed over? Is there something else?
Well, yes, we'll be changing over the driver's license, but before we can start issuing out the new credential, there's a process that we have to go through. Where DHS, Department of Homeland Security, will approve our security plan, approve our vendor as to who will be providing those documents. They go and they make sure that the facility that is manufacturing the credentials is also secure.
I see.
As you well know, Real ID is all about national security,
right,
and making sure that we have that secure credential.
So this is kind of like what do they call that chain of custody or something to make sure that there's no leaks at any step of the way.
Right, that there's no leaks and that all of the documentation is obtain is being held secure. You know, that's one of the fears that a lot of individuals have, is that they believe that this is going to become a new national database,
right,
or that the documents that they're going to have to provide to the Department of Motor Vehicle is going to be easily compromised. And that's not true at all. We basically have to demonstrate to the Department of Homeland Security that we are taking every necessary step to make sure that the documents that we become custodians of are secure. The other thing is the database will reside in New Mexico. It will not be shared with Department of Homeland Security unless there's a business reason. Like we share information with law enforcement right now.
If
there is a business reason, only then will we share anybody's information.
And I'm presuming just the information that's needed in that transaction.
And only the necessary information.
Yeah, okay. Secretary Padilla is on the radio this morning. Of course, in New Mexico, tax and rev oversees motor vehicle departments. And so that puts Secretary Padilla kind of in charge of the licenses. Of course, one of the big deals here, some people in New Mexico are going to lose their license now, right?
No, they won't be losing their license. Well, they'll be losing their license. The undocumented community will lose their driver's license, and they will now be obtaining a driver authorization card.
I see.
In addition, they will need to submit fingerprints the first time they obtain a driver authorization card.
This goes back to the protecting the borders, understanding who's in the country, the security side of this thing.
It's all to deal with public safety, trying to make sure that we at least start to understand who is obtaining one of our driver authorization cards.
Okay, so just two questions to kind of wrap up, and they're both tied together. So you spent hours and hours and weeks and months working on this. Is this legislation, A, everything that we need, and B, everything that you wanted to get out of this?
In terms of security and public safety, we were able to put the major components into the bill. Does it look exactly like the bill that we initially started off with? No. But, you know, there's consensus that needs to be reached in order and compromise in order to move forward. I would say that at the end of the day, the major pieces that were needed for public safety and to move New Mexico forward are definitely contained within the bill.
And this is a big step because there was huge opposition, just bitter opposition to this, right? I mean, this is a major step forward.
It is a major step forward. It's really a victory for the current administration, for the Martinez administration. As you all know, public safety has been one of the things that Governor Martinez has been very interested in, has been on the forefront.
Right.
And we definitely were able to put the public safety component into House Bill 99.
Secretary Padilla, I really appreciate your work. This is a big thing for us, and thank you very, very much for all the efforts. I know it was a huge deal.
Well, thank you for helping us spread the word.
New Mexico's Secretary of Tax and Rev, Secretary Padilla, on Carlsbad Radio.